Let's talk about a different number now, one the Obama administration hopes to make a reality. Under rules announced by the White House this summer, cars will have to get an average of 55 miles a gallon by 2025. That's nearly twice what the current average is. Reaching that goal will take feats of engineering, and it will require Americans to change how they think about their cars and how they drive them. In the first of a series of stories, NPR's Sonari Glinton looks at how the auto industry plans to get to 55.
It's one of the ways carmakers expect to lower their average fuel consumption. The problem is, people aren't buying, whether it's all electric or plug-in hybrid. The Chevy Volt is struggling to sell 10,000 cars this year. Nissan has sold just over 8,000 Leafs. To give you some context, about 13 million cars are expected to be sold this year in the U.S. Brian Brockman is with Nissan. He took me on a test drive of their all-new electric Leaf.
All right, how do I know it's on? Oh, Diane Rehm. Oh, look at you.
Okay, so when you start the vehicle up, obviously you don't have a gas engine under the hood here, so you don't have what you typically think of as a startup sound, which is that engine turning over.
Not only is it quiet, it's also smart. It looks genuinely space-aged. It doesn't fly, but Nissan claims the car gets about 100 miles per charge. Sort of.
Physics naturally takes over, even with these cars. If you go a lot faster, say you're going 80 miles an hour on the highway, you will naturally get more resistance against the car. The car has to work a little bit harder, so the range is going to go down a little bit faster.
So what Brockman doesn't say is you're only going to get that 100-mile range on a cool spring day, doing about 40 miles an hour when you're not using the AC and the car is going downhill. Consumer Reports tested the Leaf. They say it gets an average of about 65 miles on the charge.
So shut the car off with the button.
Speaking of charging, we drove over to a charging station.
So basically you just tap that, it'll unlock the plug, and then you just plug it into the car.
This charging station is at the local power company near Detroit. Problem is, there aren't enough places yet to go get your car charged. And right now, it can take up to 16 hours, depending on what kind of outlet you use. The other problem, what car people call range anxiety.
That feeling in your stomach starts to set in like, oh no, what if I can't make it? And that's part of the problem.
Brian Moody is with the car website, autotrader.com.
People feel like they don't have a grasp on how it works and what the range is. It's sort of like a microwave oven. You know what it does, but you don't know exactly how it does it. It works by magic, and people don't like that.
Once people actually find out about the cars, they like them even less. Craig Giffey is with Deloitte. He recently conducted a study about what people around the world think about electric cars. Giffey says people like the idea of electric cars. That's the good news.
The bad news is that the technology is currently at a point where they have to make trade-offs. So they want that same vehicle. They want it to look and feel the same. They also want it to perform the same, which means they want it to go as far. They want to be able to refuel it, or in this case, recharge it quickly.
Nobody's expecting those changes to happen anytime soon. Again, Brian Moody with autotrader.com.
The problem is the chances of there being a 500-mile range electric car. At this point, it seems pretty unlikely. Because you can go to the Henry Ford Museum in Dearborn, Michigan and see electric cars. To me, that's not great progress.
My name is Bob Casey, and I'm the senior curator of transportation at the Henry Ford.
Casey took me on the tour of the Henry Ford Car Museum in Dearborn, Michigan.
This, by the way, this electric car was Clara Ford's. Henry's wife drove an electric car.
Like today, electric cars in Clara Ford's day couldn't do what gas-powered cars could, so electric car makers had to turn to niche markets.
And one place where there was a demand for electric cars was among well-to-do urban women. They're quiet, they're clean. If you're living in a city, you don't have to go very far. If you're wealthy, you can install a charger in your home or in your garage. And if you're wealthy, you can afford these things because they were expensive.
Not that much has changed with electric cars in more than 100 years. Casey says if they're to be widely adopted, it's drivers themselves and their habits that will need to change. Sonari Glinton, NPR News.